self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest be coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the Tyrol, where we'll be on the whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us, like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sir, and I just had a quick question for a quick thought for a quick day. Hey, man, why is it that we despise struggle love but never talk about struggle spirituality? Like, for real. Like, I post this thought, and some of y'all are going to hate me for this, but let's just think objectively. If it's possible that you can love someone or love your circumstance simply because that's what you're used to, could the same thing be said of religion? Could it be that the only reason that you follow Christianity or whatever religion it is fear of going to hell? Like, if I remove that fear of you going to hell, right, would you still uphold those traditions and ideals? Why? Also, why is it that anytime you pose an opposing thought or you question Christianity, people get offended? They get on their high horse. It's like you can question anything in the world but the one thing they believe. I find that interesting, because if truth is truth, it doesn't mind you questioning it. You know, they see questioning as an attack. And I just don't rock with that. I don't like when you view questioning as an attack. Questioning is just simply trying to get an answer, a clearer understanding, especially based on the concept of studying to show thyself approved. Lean not on your own understanding, right? But whose understanding am I supposed to use? I'm supposed to study to use my understanding and the understanding of the world around me, right? That's what knowledge is, right? A collective amalgamation of information. So don't lean on your own understanding. Use the world around you. Context clues, right? So I just find that really, really interesting. It's just that if the reason I came upon this thought is because I cannot stand Tyler Perry content, I'll be honest with you, because it's the same thing over and over. Struggle love, struggle love, struggle love. And then I realize it's because it's Christianity. Christianity is struggle love, 100%. Pick up your cross. It is what it is. And I just wonder if we were to remove the concept of hell, how many people would actually follow? You know, I think about what people do while the teacher is out. You remember when you was a kid, teacher leave the room and they act out, and the ones that didn't act out, you know, was it because they feared the teacher or they enjoyed the class? Like, this is what I feel like God's explanation of love should be compared to. Because if I was to take away the punishment, would you still love me? Would you still follow me? That's what I want to know. And that's what I want to think about. This is the reason I'm probably not allowed in church, because I've seen so much, I've experienced so much, and I just can't get down with it. Everything feels like a society within a society. They want to get you to do this and get you to do that. They want you to idolize the pastor. It's so much contradictory in the world, you know? And even when people make statements where, well, my God was such and such and such and such, well, he's our God. You know, it seems like you're being possessive, like you don't want to share. That's what it's giving. My word, my denomination, it sounds like you're trying to create separation, and that ain't what it's about. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I pissed somebody off and they're going off on me and going to be emailing me soon. But I just wanted to pose that, just a quick thought. Just, do you think that there's a possibility that there's a such thing as struggle religion? All right, man, I got to go to work. Y'all be great.